Local pension plans are usually reserved for city employees, police, and firefighters. The police and firefighter systems are in the most trouble. According to a 2014 Leroy Collins Institute study, about a third of the local pension plans it considered are underwater. The Institute's Carol Weisert says part of the problem is due to a 1999 law that changed the way tax revenue on insurance premiums can be used.
The 1999 state law allowed or provided that premium tax dollars that were paid by citizens in the jurisdictions, the local jurisdictions, would go for essentially new benefits for the police and fire pensions, not the general employees.
As pensions have grown increasingly unstable, it hasn't made sense for those dollars to continue to fund extra benefits. So lawmakers have come up with a plan to nullify the 99 law. It's a compromise between the cities and the police and firefighter unions, or rather it was. Florida League of Cities lobbyist Craig Kahn says he spoke too soon in supporting last year's deal.
Yes, we agreed to it. I was out in front of my membership. I was too far out in front of my membership. I was pulled back, and this is where we are today.
The proposal lawmakers are considering is the same one the city's police and firefighters agreed to last year. Now the cities are backing away. Orange Park Republican and bill sponsor Senator Rob Bradley is taking a swipe at the cities. During a Senate hearing Tuesday, he pointed out the hypocrisy in giving him awards for backing pension reform legislation.
I was proud after session that the Florida League of Cities gave me the Defender of Home Rule Award because of my efforts to get this bill passed and to tackle this problem.
Bradley's proposal lets local governments use some insurance premium dollars to pay for both minimum benefits and additional ones as well, as long as they're negotiated through collective bargaining. Cities say they'd rather lawmakers work with what's called the Naples Letter, which has allowed some cities to use the tax money to cover minimum benefits, and if something is left over, fund extra ones as well. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.